Hello. Here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 2nd. From Capitol coverage, with a new year comes new wall calendars and a flurry of new state laws. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on some of the rules that are taking effect in the new year.
The biggest three measures aim to prevent suicides, protect hospital patients from unexpected medical bills, and give local governments the power to raise their own minimum wages. First, the so-called red flag law will let police temporarily take guns away from someone who poses a threat to themselves or others. Another measure will force hospitals to let patients know beforehand when they might be seen by a doctor who is outside of their insurance network, potentially preventing costly and unexpected medical bills. And finally, the new minimum wage rule, which is already motivating some cities like Denver to raise their wages above the state level. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Next, here are some New Year notes from Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Work to restore wild rainbow trout in the Gunnison Gorge is starting to pay off as the population of the species is slowly increasing, according to surveys conducted recently. Biologists are hopeful that the success on the Gunnison will eventually help bring wild rainbows back to all of Colorado's rivers and streams. Rainbow trout once dominated the Gunnison River, but in 1994, parks and wildlife biologists found fish there infected with whirling disease, and their population drifted toward zero. Whirling disease infected streams and rivers throughout the state and imperiled rainbow trout populations. Brown trout, which are much more resistant to whirling disease, quickly took over and now are the dominant fish in the gorge and in many other Colorado streams. The most significant observation from the Gunnison survey completed in October showed an abundance of so-called young-of-the-year fish, which hatched in midsummer and showed no symptoms of whirling disease. For adult fish, the survey found 630 rainbow trout per mile in the survey sections. By comparison, brown trout now number about 5,000 fish per mile. The abundance of brown trout, predators that feast on small fish, is perhaps the biggest challenge in the Gunnison and other rivers. Parks and Wildlife continues to stock whirling disease-resistant rainbows in the Gunnison and at other rivers throughout the state. Finding the young wild fish downstream in the Gunnison Gorge provides another encouraging sign that the 20-year journey to recover rainbow trout has been worth the effort. Next, starting in 2020, it will be easier than ever for visitors to reserve a campsite, cabin, yurt, picnic area, or other facilities at Colorado's 41 state parks. Effective January 1st, all of Colorado's state parks will require campers to book campsites within the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Purchasing System, which now provides the flexibility to book anywhere from 6 months in advance up until the moment they arrive at the park and find an available site. This program was tested successfully at 5 parks in 2018 and at 17 more parks in 2019. Using the system, campers can reserve a site 24/7 and no longer have a closed window that prevents them from reserving a site in the 3 days ahead of a planned stay. Reserving a site is now as easy as logging into cpwshop.com from your computer or smartphone, or by calling 800-244-5613. The ability to reserve a site on the same day eliminates the need for campers to gamble on a first-come, first-served spot, only to arrive at the park and find that there aren't any spots available. And finally, to protect big game animals, 2 Colorado State wildlife areas in the Montrose region will be closed for the winter starting January 1st. South of Montrose, all 7 tracts of the Billy Creek State Wildlife Area will be closed from January 1st through April 30th. East of Montrose, the Cimarron State Wildlife Area is closed from January 1st through June 30th. The annual winter closures have been in effect for more than 20 years. Closed areas are clearly marked, Violators will be ticketed. In western Colorado, the Bureau of Land Management also enforces some closures. Contact the BLM for information. Also, many other state wildlife areas enforce winter closures. In late fall, deer and elk migrate from high elevation to winter range areas that are critical for their survival. Thanks to these winter closures, these wildlife areas offer protection and refuge for deer and elk through the difficult cold weather months. During the winter, deer and elk can lose 30% or more of their body weight as they live off of the fat they gained during the warm months. Parks and Wildlife also reminds those who search for big game antler sheds that all public lands west of I-25 are closed to antler shed hunting from January 1st through April 30th. The move is made to protect wintering big game animals and sage-grouse species. Big game and sage-grouse species live in basic survival mode during the winter when food is scarce. If forced to move and burn calories unnecessarily, wildlife can lose the energy they need to make it through the winter. Shed antler collecting has become very popular over the last decade. Commercial collectors, which sell sheds for decorations, have led to a substantial increase of people searching for antlers and horns in sensitive wildlife areas. The seasonal prohibition applies to both commercial and recreational collectors. And this is from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. A spike in hospitalizations last week indicates that the flu virus will be more active in the new year. Mesa County Public Health began tracking this season's flu hospitalizations in September and had only recorded 3. Then, last week, 13 new flu hospitalizations were reported. Despite the jump over the holidays, Mesa County is still seeing a normal number of flu hospitalizations so far. At this time last year, there had been 17 hospitalizations for flu compared to 16 this year. 2 years ago, the county had an especially severe flu season, with 54 flu hospitalizations by the last week of that year. Mesa County hasn't been hit as hard by the flu season compared to the state and nation as a whole. Statewide, Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reported 558 hospitalizations for the flu. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, January 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.